Welcome to Getting Healthcare Right, a bi-monthly podcast about the business of healthcare. Brought to you by TriHealth and hosted by Jamie Smith, president and publisher of the Cincinnati Business Courier. In this podcast series, we explore changes being made by some healthcare systems to provide care differently and in a way that benefits patients, employers, and entire communities, all while costing less than traditional healthcare delivery. It's about getting healthcare right.
Welcome to today's episode of Getting Healthcare Right, brought to you by the Cincinnati Business Courier and presented by TriHealth. Today, we have Dr. Sarah Nashi, a TriHealth physician specializing in pain management, and Brenda White, a TriHealth patient with us to talk about dealing with and addressing chronic pain issues. Dr. Nashi and Brenda, I'd like to thank you both for joining us today on Getting Healthcare Right. In a few minutes, we'll have Brenda share her journey with us. But first, Dr. Nashi, can you tell our audience a little bit about your role and your specialty at TriHealth?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Sarah Nashi. I have been with TriHealth for almost 10 years. I'm an interventional pain specialist with the musculoskeletal division. I'm also the program director of that division. My passion is to help patients become more functional. I'm involved in teaching colleagues of mine and fellows as well. So I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You know, this podcast focuses on TriHealth's population health model medicine, which strives to keep people healthy to live better lives. Chronic back issues are actually one of the leading, if not the single leading reason hampering a normal life, and especially people's ability to work. Is that right, Dr. Nashi?
Chronic pain is actually the most common symptom in the U.S. that leads patients to the physician. The National Institute of Health suggests that low back pain in particular is the third most leading cause of visits to the physician, the first being skin disorders and bone joint pain being the second. But yes, it is a very common symptom that leads patients to the physician.
In your practice, what types are the biggest chronic pain that you're seeing?
Actually, 25% of the population will have back pain in a given year, and up to 80% of the population will have low back pain during their lifetime.
Now, are these conditions that can be managed without surgery? What other options are available besides surgery?
A lot of time, these symptoms can be managed with physical therapy, acupuncture, and medications. If they don't improve within a couple of weeks with physical therapy, particularly around 6 weeks, that's when we think of more interventional procedures. But all of that is outpatient, minimally invasive procedures as opposed to perhaps a bigger surgery.
Have we come very far in treating back issues over the past decade? Feels like we have. Is that true?
Yeah, it seems like every year there's newer technology. More and more we're learning about nerves and the nervous system and how our bodies process pain, particularly through our brain and different pathways. So yes, technology continues to expand, particularly with the new developing artificial intelligence software we have also.
Now, Brenda, let's get to you. Can you share your story? When did you start having your pain and how did it affect your life and your lifestyle?
I've had this pain probably for 10, 12 years. It affected my life pretty much because it was so bad. I was working 9 months ago and my job was a head chef at a daycare center, which I had to walk a lot and, you know, was around children a lot. My pain was so bad lots of times that I would go home early, like at 1:30 instead of saying until 2:30 or 3:30. I was using pain patches, pain ointments, pain, you know, whatever I could use to help me. And it didn't seem like any of it worked. I was having trouble functioning at home. I had to sit down a lot. I have a daughter and some grandchildren, and my great-granddaughter was at my house. And I was having trouble lifting her in and out of the car seat or, you know, just generally playing with her or getting with her. I was taking like three pain pills a day, which really didn't help all the pain. It was a lower back pain that, you know, was really extreme, I thought.
Dr. Nashi, how did you treat the patient?
When Brenda first came to me, we didn't have this basivertebral nerve ablation therapy that we're going to discuss here in a few minutes available at TriHealth or really in the Cincinnati area at the time. And so when I first saw her, she had some arthritis in what we call your facet joints, which are the lower joints in the spine. And so typically for that, if patients fail conservative treatment such as physical therapy and medications, we do what's called a lumbar medial branch block and ablation. And so Brenda did have that, which I do think helped her some, but just not all the way. But I'll let her speak to that.
I did go through the procedure, but it didn't help a lot. I still had all the pain and all the everything. I couldn't bend down, pick up things like a person should be able to. Not that I'm old, but I should be able to do more than I was doing.
So Dr. Nash, what came next?
When I was introduced to this procedure, I started looking at Brenda's MRI, and basivertebral nerve ablation is a one-of-a-kind procedure, really. There's no other procedure that treats the vertebral body. And so the basivertebral nerve supplies the sensation to the vertebral body. There are things in the past that have come up in, you know, studies and literature treating the disc for degenerative disc disease. But this is really for anterior column back pain, meaning pain that comes when you're sitting, when you're bending forward. It's just a toothache in your back kind of pain. And you have degeneration typically of your end plates, which are like the perimeter of your vertebral body. If you want to look at the top and the bottom, we call those the end plates. And so Brenda had that, and to a significant degree. And so when TriHealth approved this therapy, that's really been life-changing for a lot of my patients, including Brenda.
Brenda, that really changed your life?
Yes, it did. I was at doctor practitioner, Donna, and Donna and I have been through a lot together also with trying to get this under control. And she said, Dr. Nashi had a new procedure, and would I be interested? And I said, yes. And that was in November of this last year. And I had it done in January. And since then, it's been great. It's a big difference.
Is this something that you can use, you know, is it right for everyone, or is it just a certain part of that condition that it works for?
Well, it's a select patient population. You have to have those degenerative changes on your MRI, on the implants. They're called modic changes, type 1 or 2. You have to have had low back pain for 6 months, and particularly pain that's not radiating to your legs, but that is just isolated in the low back. I also think that Brenda has come off of her medication now. She's no longer on any opioids. And this seems to be a common trend that I'm finding in my patients who have this procedure that are on opioids. So I just wanted to mention that. But there is a large percentage of patients that this could help, but there are very specific guidelines. So I would encourage patients that if they feel like they're a candidate, Intercept is the company right now that is the only company that has the basivertebral nerve ablation equipment, and they have a physician finder website that you can locate. Or if you're in the Cincinnati area, I'm happy to always evaluate patients.
So Brenda, I know you said you're feeling better now. Are you back to work and able to, you know, lift up the grandchild and do normal life activities?
Actually, I retired when I quit. I decided it was time just to stay home. And yes, I have a better lifestyle. I have my great-granddaughter more. I work outside more. As a matter of fact, I've been using a lot of things that I didn't do at home, like cleaning the porch with the pressure washer. You know, I know this is probably not really interesting to everybody, but I put 6 doorknobs on through the house yesterday, which I would not have been able to do before. I have painted the bathroom. There's a lot of things now that I can do that hurt so bad before I couldn't even think about doing.
Such great news. I'm happy.
It is wonderful. Anybody that needs it or that is a candidate for it should really, really try.
What would you say to someone who is suffering back issues that maybe is a little, you know, nervous about new things or new treatments, what would you say to them?
I would tell them, and which I have done, Dr. Sarah is nice, wonderful, sweet. And, you know, if you need some help with any kind of pain stuff, especially the back, that she would be the one to talk to and that I would recommend it to anybody that has problems like I had.
This procedure is kind of also unlike any of the other common pain procedures in that it's one ablation and done. So with the lumbar facet joint ablations that I was mentioning before, that nerve that supplies that joint is insulated. And so what that means is it means it can regenerate. The nerve, the basivertebral nerve in the vertebral body is not insulated. So once you ablate it, it's gone forever. And so the studies are out to 5+ years of patients having this procedure and they still have great relief. So it's something I would, to your point or question of patients who are maybe a little afraid or hesitant to go to a, you know, a pain clinic or see a pain physician because of the, I think there's a stigma with opioids and repeated therapies having to be done. This is a unique one time you burn this nerve and it's done.
As so many of the episodes of this podcast that we've done, what I love hearing are the stories where, you know, you're being proactive, you're taking something that's affecting your life now, and you're not waiting to the end of till something has to be done or a major surgery has to be done. I love the fact that you can be somewhat proactive with this. I think of a joint pain, whether it be, you know, knee pain, back pain, hip pain. I feel like that's probably something that most people don't act on very quickly. You know, they think, oh, well, I did this wrong or I did that wrong, or maybe I'm a little bit overweight. They don't mention it to their doctor. What would you say to patients like that? Like, when should they take pain serious and talk to their physician about it?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because there's a study that was published that says the average person waits about 7 years with a pain problem before they'll seek treatment. And to your point of the joint pain and things. So for this procedure, how things are advancing, I would encourage people not to wait. In your 30s, 40s, 50s, those are ideal prime candidates for this procedure. It's people who are active that, you know, as Brenda was saying, couldn't even think of doing the things that she would want to do. Those people are going to do really well with this procedure. And so having a consultation never means you have to do anything, but getting education, that's power for people. And so I would encourage them to see their physician and see what options they have.
I want to thank you both. Brenda, I want to thank you for being open and sharing your story. I think hearing stories from patients to me is the most motivating thing that we can do on this podcast because it really gives, you know, it's a solution. You know, you don't have to wait. You can fix things. So thank you for sharing your story. Dr. Nashi, thank you for doing what you're doing, as well as TriHealth for continuing to invest in new technologies, new tests. These are all great things. Please go to CincinnatiBusinessCourier.com. Click on our menu in the top left corner. Look under partner content and click on Getting Healthcare Right, and you will see all of our past episodes. But again, I want to thank you. I want to thank TriHealth, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you for downloading Getting Healthcare Right, presented by the Cincinnati Business Courier and sponsored by TriHealth. To learn more, visit TriHealth.com.